you and I in a series of getting and staying healthy together. This is the Mayor of the Airwaves. Welcome to our podcast, Rhett Palmer Podcast, or Dr. Pod Podcast. Great to have Dr. Plains here. Dr. Plains is a celebrated dentist on the east coast of Florida, locations in Vero Beach, Florida.
Tradition.
And Port St. Lucie. And, of course, this was your dream to do this one day from the age of eight.
That is correct.
So do you still pinch yourself? You love going in and doing this every day?
I work 60 hours a week.
You seem to love it. Okay, so general cleaning. At what age should somebody come in to see a dentist?
I would recommend as early as 3 years old.
3 years of age. Frequency now, for instance, I know somebody, and she was a single mom, and her son doesn't have one cavity because she was so resolved to have him.
The routine dental care.
So how often should you brush at home?
I would recommend a minimum of twice a day.
Twice a day, and that's in the morning?
And the evening before bed.
Okay. What about toothpaste? Is there a difference? Because it's all that commercial, and they make a lot of dough off of that. And, is it legitimate? Is baking soda as good as toothpaste? Is toothpaste better than baking soda?
I would recommend you use toothpaste with at least some fluoride in it. I know that there's the approach now of no fluoride, but I've also seen a lot of patients that have developed a lot of decay because they suspended fluoride usage in their toothpaste.
Are there any fruits and vegetables that are really good, or minerals that are good for building strong teeth?
Fruits are good, but you got to be very careful with the fruits because they have a lot of sweet and they can cause decay.
So you need to brush afterwards.
Yeah, you have to brush afterwards. I've had patients that eat a lot of blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and they've developed a high caries index.
Is there any difference in these toothbrushes? I mean, because you can go into the Dollar Tree and get three toothbrushes for a buck.
You want to use a good toothbrush, preferably given to you by your dentist, or you can buy it at your local pharmacy. But I recommend the soft toothbrush.
Soft
toothbrush. And if you're having dexterity issues, I would recommend an electric toothbrush, which does most of the work
for
you.
What's a dexterity issue? What does
like
that mean?
Like not having arthritis, not being able to move your hands
properly.
And you
say use what? The electric?
The electric toothbrush.
Okay, what about flossing and water picks?
I mean, the floss is always the number one option, but we all know that we're guilty of not flossing, right? Yeah, it's a very tedious little procedure that you have to do. Yeah. So the water pick
easy to do if you're watching your pod, your iPad or TV or whatever.
But most patients, what I've noticed is over my years of practicing, is they floss incorrectly. They just go in and out, in and out. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go in and hug the tooth like a C, and go up, because what your goal is to remove the bacteria around the gums and the tooth that gets stuck in that area.
If you are negligent in flossing, what is the
A lot of things
result?
Can happen. You can develop decay, which are cavities, or you can develop gingivitis, which is a preliminary form or reversible form of periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is irreversible. It's just like...
Irreversible.
Yes, that is correct.
So I have implants. I neglect to do my flossing. Could I lose those implants?
You could lose those implants.
So no matter what you have done with it, whether it's veneers, implants, crowns, caps, you need to continue flossing.
That is correct.
Now, you also recommend a water pick. What's the difference?
The water pick removes 90% of the bacteria, which is a great substitute if you really do dislike flossing. But I totally recommend flossing, number one, and the second option will be the water pick. I don't recommend toothpicks or those pickers.
No.
That doesn't do nothing.
Okay, so the water pick, by the way, I recommend you do that in the shower.
Because
it can get a little messy.
Yes, it could, and I recommend a light pressure.
Okay, so frequency of going to a dentist and having your teeth cleaned, from what age? Three on.
I mean, if you're a healthy patient.
Once a year?
No. If you're a healthy patient, I recommend every 6 months.
Really?
Believe it or not, a lot can develop in 6 months.
Really?
Especially if you have a diet change or... you're eating different types of food or drinking a lot of soda, I recommend every 6 months. If you're a periodontal patient, which includes periodontal disease, I would recommend every 3 to 4 months for a periodontal maintenance visit.
What did I want to know? All right. So frequency of cleaning, brushing too often. You can't brush too often.
I would brush. If you could brush after every meal, that is the number one recommended option.
So you cannot overbrush. You're not going to reduce the enamel.
No, you just got to do it properly Because if you use a hard toothbrush, you could overbrush it.
Should we brush up and down with the grain of the tooth, or is sideways okay, or does it matter?
I would recommend that you do with the grain, like going from top to bottom, top and bottom, and then circular to promote that gingival, that blood flow to the gums.
All right. Hydrogen peroxide, swishing your mouth with hydrogen peroxide?
It works really, really good. I recommend Listerine. Listerine is very, very good. It's one of the only mouth rinses certified by the American Dental Association that does treat periodontal and gingivitis, periodontal disease and gingivitis.
Okay, so every 6 months, is there any, are you more prone to tooth decay like when you're older or like, you know, senior citizen?
Yes, because one main reason, and it's lower salivary flow. When you have, and one of the biggest things is once we start on high blood pressure medication, the salivary flow decreases caused by the medication. So a lot of these patients have a very viscous saliva, which means that it's not flowing correctly. So what happens is the bacteria gets stuck to the gums of the tooth, which can create cavities a lot quicker.
Okay. So if you're having, you know, you might have a problem. If you have an extra thirst in the night, then you've got to take special care.
You do, because you have a high high chance of decay.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to conquer that other than just flooding your body with lots of water?
Fluoride, you know, using fluoride right before. There's special toothpastes with higher dosages of fluoride. I do recommend it for my patients that have a high caries index or have a lot of dental work. Even if it's healthy, it's good to take care of your teeth.
Initial consultation to Plains is free?
Complimentary consultation, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so call 772-231-6004, 772-231-6004, Plains Dental Arts, located in Vero Beach, Florida, Tradition, and Port St. Lucie.
That's right. Thank you, Ryan.
I know you're busy, so thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Thank you, likewise.
You and I in a series of getting and staying healthy together. I'm Rhett Palmer.